Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, we made it in after a long, fun weekend of the Rockies home opener, a little mammoth game. We had Easter. I specifically love Mondays, too, because we all come in and start talking about all the food we had over the weekend.
Yeah.
Boy, we ate a lot of bacon this weekend,
didn't
we? Oh,
my goodness. So much pork.
So much pork product this weekend. I'm actually getting ready to throw up some of my pictures from our Easter food, just because it was just decent-looking food.
Yeah.
It was really good-looking food, except I got to post the dip that looks like a bunny. See that? Look at little whiskers that look like looks like a rabbit.
That's cute.
That's something.
Adorable.
Isn't that something? So shout out to my sister. She hosted this year, and we had some really good stuff, including frog eye salad, which is one of my favorites.
Oh.
And as I'm looking at this picture, I completely forgot to bring you guys some in. Nick Nack last night was like, please bring some of this. She specifically said Katie. She said, Katie will eat anything. please bring some of this to Katie because we have so much, and I'm not going to go through all of it. Well, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, because I really want to try it. You've talked about this salad for, as long as we've worked together.
There's marshmallows in it, Katie.
I know. I want to try it.
It's really, really good. But, we did the, the deviled eggs and the ham and the, all the typical Easter fare. Look at this cake. That looks pretty good, huh?
Ooh,
it was like a blueberry sponge cake that
we
had. Really well done.
The attention to detail on that.
I tell you what.
It's really pretty.
It's got fresh sprigs of mint on it.
I know. You can tell they went all out.
Just the way the Lord wanted.
Yeah.
What was that dish that you made with all
Jesus.
The bacon?
I made a breakfast casserole on crack. That's actually what it was called. The recipe I found on the internet. And it's funny because anytime I see a recipe that says on crack, I have to try it because I know it's like the regular recipe times 10. And that's kind of, this was your basic breakfast casserole, but it had 2 pounds of bacon in it and 2 cups of cheddar cheese.
Two LBs?
I know. So
dang,
you know that that's
good, Katie.
And what I liked about it is I'm all about simple as well. So the ingredients for this breakfast casserole were very simple. Eggs, bacon, hash browns, milk, and then the thing that I loved the most in this was you took a package of ranch seasoning, the powdered ranch. That was the seasoning for this, and it was so perfect. It caught me off guard a little bit. I was like, I don't know if I want the ranch seasoning in my breakfast casserole. No, you need it. I don't know how I got by this long without using it. So it's very simple. Right? You just whip it all together, throw it in the oven.
Incredibly white trash.
Man, it comes out, and it was so good. And you know it's good when the kids gobble it up.
Well, yes. It's
and
a child's meal.
Exactly. Well,
bacon, cheese, and ranch?
The dad ate it, too.
It's a total dad meal.
It was so good, though.
God, I'm trying to think if there's anything else in there that you could make it any more unhealthy, though.
What do you mean? The eggs are
cream
great.
Cheese? Was there cream cheese in it?
Protein was in this dish? Like, this dish was straight
nice
up protein
spin.
In your face.
Nice
so.
Spin, Katie.
But
Cat.
Not a green thing in it, except the seasonings from the ranch
here
packet.
I am getting ready to post a picture of our veggie platter
no,
that we had.
Not.
Looked like a bunny.
You
and Katie's
know
like, hold my cream cheese.
The best part about this casserole is the bacon and the cheese floated to the top while it was cooking.
On
so
a
it
sea
looks,
of oil.
It looks like bacon cheese lattice across the top. Like a bacon cheese pie is what it looks like. And it
little
was
bacon
delicious.
Boats.
It was so good.
Floating on a sea of cholesterol.
I'm going to float away on that bacon. Watch me. But, oh, happy Easter to us. Baby Jesus approved. Like, it was so
then I
good.
Washed it down with a cold Mountain Dew.
He is risen.
My cholesterol is risen. I guarantee you that.
Mix 100.
Man, what a nice weekend it was. So
beautiful.
Especially for Easter. You know, the sun was out. It was beautiful.
That was like the most
so
gorgeous
pretty.
Day.
It was Soup's Gorge, bro.
Yeah. I mean, we were very, very lucky that that was our Sunday. And there are so many people out and about. Boy, was it busy yesterday.
Was it?
I don't know if you noticed how many people. Yeah. I thought everyone was going to be at their family's house enjoying Easter, and it was a good day to be out on the roads. Oh, no. Everybody
what
was
did you
outside.
Do? Since you don't have family here except Nana.
No, I went and hung out with my bestie and her family for breakfast.
Good.
We had a breakfast brunch. And then I went out to Castle Rock and did a bunch of hiking for a few hours.
Shoot, that's
out at
perfect.
The zip line park. And then I met Zoe in Lakewood. Or like the Sloan's Lake area.
Oh, yeah.
Is where I was. So we went there and had some ice cream. And so I was all over the metro area yesterday. And so was everybody else. I'm telling you.
That's
there's
funny.
So many people on
yeah,
the road.
Yeah, because us, we went within our bubble. We went like to church and then home to get the deviled eggs and then over to my sister's house the rest of the day. Just hung with family. So
I was all over the southern part of the metro area. And so was everyone else. Again.
definitely pretty, though. My God, I went out in mode and I put all the patio furniture out this weekend. Like my back patio, done. Let's do it.
You be careful.
Fire up the grill.
That's exactly
what I said. I know we're going to get dumped on now.
Mother Nature always hits us on Mother's Day. She's like,
damn,
hey,
yes,
I'm still
right.
here.
It's fine.
Boom.
It looks good and don't want to brag. And for all of you that are going to come after me right now, I have not been watering. Okay.
Yeah.
But by far, my grass is the greenest in the neighborhood already. Like
really?
It is popping. It looks fantastic right now. And the guy I have a silent competition with across the street, dead and brown.
Yeah.
Oh, dead and brown. And I attribute it to a little concoction of stuff I put down right before winter starts.
Oh, is that
so
it?
So then spring, boom, already winning the long game.
I just thought you intimidated your grass like you did, right?
Whoa,
like,
I yelled at it. Turn green, jerk.
Yeah.
Turn green.
You put the fear into that grass.
I swear I'm going to run. Funny. Hey, guys, good morning. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Happy Monday. Welcome back from a fun weekend. I've got two observations for you, one of which happened yesterday at said church and said because it was beautiful out, according to Katie Cat. I showed you guys a picture a little bit ago of my wife and my daughter.
Oh, they're so sweet.
They both had on the national uniform for 2026 for women.
Yeah.
Kind of like the dress.
The summer, or the spring kind
springy,
of Easter dress, yes.
A light tank or something underneath,
Light
t-shirt. Yeah. And then the jean jacket.
Both your daughter and your wife.
Both rocking the jean jacket yesterday.
I love it.
Okay, so they were little twinsies and they looked really cute. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the look. But I also know it is the national uniform for ladies in 2026, and we wandered into church. And I had a fun little game going on. I counted 62 women. And that was just like after I was like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. 62 ladies in the summer flowy dress, light tanker shirt underneath, and the jean jacket.
Yes!
It was every time. And Nicole and I mean, we started really giggling at church because it was like so excessive.
Yeah.
Like we were like, what is happening here? But yeah, like so many ladies. And again, I lost count at 62.
Yeah.
Rocking that look. Are you wearing it? No, you're not.
Well,
you got a denim shirt.
Yeah, denim kind of.
Shacket.
It's shacket.
Because
yeah,
you rock
exactly.
that look too.
I do.
That
I
is
like,
the official look for ladies.
Well, and I want to point out that it's just very comfortable this time of year because you never know what you're going to get in Colorado, especially. I mean, different times of day. It could be warm, cold, you know,
sure,
right
sure,
in the
sure.
middle.
Yeah,
and with
yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of outfit, you can take that jean jacket off, just wear the flowy dress.
Yep.
Or if you get a little chilly, that jean jacket goes right back on.
Hey. I mean, like I said, it's a good look.
You know?
It's a fine look.
Yes.
Y'all look beautiful.
And you know what I love about it?
But damn, it's funny.
It never goes out of style.
Really?
That's one of the looks that will stick with us. A jean jacket is a solid staple to have in your wardrobe because you'll never have to get rid of it.
I got
to
get me a jean jacket then.
Always going to be fashionable.
Although I'm going to screw it up because I'm going to wear jeans with the jean jacket and I'll have a denim shirt
on
underneath. And then probably a denim hat or something.
No, I did denim.
And blue sneaks.
I've been so afraid to do denim on denim, but I did it on Friday. I felt really good about myself.
Let your denim shine.
I sure did.
Let that denim shine. Let that denim shine.
My little light of mine.
You got that
I'm
Canadian
gonna
tuxedo.
Let that denim shine.
I love it.
So funny. Yeah, well, y'all, again, I want to reiterate because I know all of you like coming after me. You looked beautiful, and it's a good look. I just thought it was damn funny that I lost count at 62 ladies.
Yeah, and you made a good point there.
62 denim jacket.
That's the most important part. We all look really good.
Damn,
in
y'all
it.
Look fine.
Yeah.
I was having impure thoughts about you in church.
Oh, no.
Oh, too far. Went too far. Second observation over the weekend is, I guess Friday. Friday we went down to opening day with the Rockies.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tread lightly here because I know this guy is a hardcore listener.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Don't remember his name. Nice
Can
guy.
Can we give him
though.
A shout out? I love Brian.
Brian. Brian, nice guy.
I answered myself there.
Brian's a nice guy.
I love Brian.
I didn't recognize him for a few minutes. He does come out to a lot of our stuff, but I did not. I will honestly say I didn't recognize him for the first couple minutes.
Yeah.
But Brian comes rolling up with a duffel bag.
Yes.
And he cracked it open. Uh-huh. I was like, "Who? What is this guy doing? What's he got in this duffel bag?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "Hey, come here." And I go, "Oh boy, what do we got over here?
What's in
this
his
guy's
bag?
Selling me ecstasy or something?
What's gonna happen?"
He goes, "Hey, you want a slice of banana bread?" And in that bag, he had about 40 little individually sliced up pieces of banana bread tucked nicely into Ziploc bags.
Uh-huh.
And I think I threw him off, and I feel like I insulted him because I looked him right in the face, and I go, "No."
I know, but does he know who you are?
I mean, if he is a longtime listener.
Of course he said no.
You think Jer Bear's sticking his hand into a random duffel bag full of banana bread? Ain't going to happen.
Happening.
Ain't going to happen. So I looked him right after I said no. I looked him right in the face again. I go, "Give Katie my piece."
Yeah, I know you did.
Katie will eat anything.
Yeah, I sure do. But it's funny because I know Brian from another station I worked at as well years ago, like 20 years ago. So
That's
I've
good.
Known him for a really long time. And I've never really been able to chat with him face to face. So
nicest
when he came
dude.
Up, first of all, I was like, "You look so familiar. How do I, you know what I mean?" Like I had to piece two and two together. And then he did the same thing. He opened up his bag. It was like, "Do you want some banana bread?" And I mean, yes.
Just, like, good
for
guy.
Me, yeah.
Kind-hearted.
Exactly.
Word of advice, though, a little tip. I don't think anybody wanted your banana bread, sir.
That's the thing. This is something he does. This is something he does, and people know him for it. Like
nobody
he goes
in our group
out,
knew
and nobody
random
knew
banana
it,
bread guy.
But he does go out, and he's like famous for his banana bread, which, side note, when I was touching it, felt very moist.
It looked very moist
in there.
It looked
very good. Like,
looked
it
very
looked like
moist.
A tasty piece of banana bread. But as I told him, if anybody was listening to the show Thursday and Friday, I didn't feel all that great those last couple days of
nice
last
excuse.
Week. Well, no, but I didn't. Remember, my stomach hurt, and I told him that. I was like, "I actually gave your banana bread to our promo kid, and he loved it. Thought it was great.
Give it to the intern, because if they
die,
it's no big deal."
Exactly. Like, they don't have to do a show Monday.
If we're going to lose anybody this weekend, it's going to be one of our promo guys.
But thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Promo kid said it was great.
I'm sure it was delish. Time for a little PMI action with JKJ here at MIX. PMI, what is that, Jer? I don't understand. I don't get it. Well, it's easy there, fella. Three different stories, a positive, a minus, and something interesting to start your day. Who had the P today? Was it Katie?
I've got the P.
I got the P over here.
I love this, too, because the votes are in, and it looks like the butter chicken taco from India has won Taco Bell's first ever global taco vote.
What?
So this,
what?
I'm a big fan. I love butter chicken when it comes to Indian food. So the fact that they've put it in a taco,
so good.
Sign me up. But the biggest thing about this is the fact that Taco Bell is bringing a taco over to domestic menus. Now, they do this a lot, right? Like in other countries, Taco Bell has completely different menus, and they like to keep it that way. Like if you have a taco in Italy from Taco Bell, you're probably not going to find that over here in the U.S., right? And a lot of it is because
it's a taco.
Yeah,
you feel that with the meatballs.
But you can't get the ingredients that you can over in Italy as you can here in the U.S.
Really?
And so they're saying that's a big reason, because with Taco Bell, it's about consistency. If you have a taco from Taco Bell one place, it needs to be the same in the other,
okay.
So that they can be straightforward about it. They weren't able to do that for a long time, but now they can.
They're
so
in it.
They've started bringing over the tacos from other countries, and I hope that they keep doing this. Yes.
Butter chicken taco?
Yeah.
Is the shell made out of naan? Na-na-na-na.
It's not, but that...
Oh, a missed opportunity.
That is
a good question.
Such a missed opportunity.
But a thin naan shell?
Yes. I'm a big fan of naan, so you can sign me up for that. But yeah, so they also have, because that's what they did. They had the Indian inspired butter chicken taco, and then they pitted it up against the chicken taco from Thailand, which is the kicking chicken taco, and the butter chicken taco won. So that one is going to come over to the U.S. And again, I really hope that they start doing this and bringing other tacos over. Who knows? Maybe U.S. tacos could go over there too.
You never
maybe
know.
They could have a Doritos Locos taco in their life and never look back.
Possibilities are
endless. You know
endless.
What I mean? So,
wow.
Yay, Taco Bell, a big positive to start off the week.
I think we're going from a Taco Bell story to a Taco Bell story, aren't we, Josh?
We are, and this is, wow. So, what are the odds of that, Katie? You brought us up with Taco Bell. I'm going to bring us down with Taco Bell. New York University has researched,
happens, right?
I know, right? Yeah. this is the payoff. New York University spent 6 years analyzing Taco Bell sales of sugary drinks and whether putting a tax on sugary drinks like sodas affects anybody's ability to choose, you know, I'm going to go for the healthier soda or not. And it does not, actually.
Oh, no.
There is no reduction at all. Over 6.8 billion transactions of people going for healthier drinks, water, over the sodas when they put a health tax on there. No one chose the water over that.
When they got the soda
that comes along with the actual meal that they're ordering. Despite taxes per ounce, customers showed no significant reduction in drink calories at all. And I hate to say it, I'm part of that. I want an ice cold Baja Blast at Taco Bell to wash down everything. It hits so much harder than any type of water. Or anywhere else I go, I always go for like the ice cold Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you're right. Like the Chalupa tastes better with the Baja Blast.
It does.
I don't know why it does. It does. Like, it's
I mean,
so
are you get, you're getting sodas too. You like a diet Dr. Pepper, don't you?
You just went to Taco Bell last week, didn't you?
No,
say
I was pissed because they didn't have Dr. Peppers. They don't carry Dr. Peppers at
right.
Taco Bell.
So you made you mad, but you still got something.
Well, I got the Nachos Bel Grande.
Yeah. You didn't get a soda with it, though?
No, ma'am.
Not that time?
No, I was
you.
A good boy.
Oh,
just swallowed
you.
My own spit.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. Now, it is kind of sad, but honestly, it really is interesting. We got to give a shout out to the world's oldest living land animal. Has sadly passed away. Jonathan the turtle, a giant tortoise. What's that?
I don't know. You might have gotten got.
Yeah, this says he died. Died peacefully on St. Helena Beach in the South Atlantic Ocean area. I don't know.
Nope.
I know. I was reading it this morning. He died. He's dead. Yeah,
Jonathan,
there's a hoax going around, too, that says he didn't die.
No, there's one here that says still alive despite reports of death.
I don't think so.
3 days ago.
No,
I don't
know.
Are we getting to the bottom of this?
Okay, so I saw all those stories, and then I double-checked news stories that came out this morning that says that he did, in fact, die. This is the interesting right here.
I know.
If anybody
is.
Knows, hold let on. Us know. Well, he was up 193 years old if he did die.
If he, I know. But here's the thing. Like, you're right. There are conflicting
stories. But everything I saw this morning says, yes, he did, in fact, die.
What happened to Jonathan the tortoise? Now
well,
he's
dead.
I don't know if he is, Jeremy.
He's dead. You guys, he died.
I
checked the live cam, and he was just laying there on his back.
Oh, no.
He was on the top, just laying on his back.
Don't put that bad news out there.
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay. We will keep looking into this story.
He's dead, you guys. He's already in a stew. He's in turtle stew.
Oh,
right
no.
22 hours ago, MSN says world's oldest known tortoise, 193, is alive and well.
I don't think so.
News of Jonathan's death is a hoax.
I saw the one 15 minutes ago that said he was
15 minutes ago?
I double-checked before we even went on the air.
Everything's saying he's 16 minutes ago saying he's alive.
I am so
I don't know.
Sad
I don't know.
Jonathan right now. I know.
Jonathan, text us. Call us.
Because I saw they tried to make it an April Fool's Day thing. I remember that.
What a horrible April Fool's joke.
I know. It's so
Who
bad.
Who does that?
It's so bad.
Here's what we're doing on April Fool's. We're going to say the oldest turtle is dead. What? What a horrible joke.
It's so bad.
I don't know.
Oh,
what to
Jonathan, if you're alive, text us.
No, he's not, because he's dead.
Okay.
No.
He's dead.
I don't want him to be.
He dead, you guys.
Okay.
Well, that's the interesting today. Truly interesting, because nobody knows what the hell's going on with the world's oldest turtle. Somebody text us if they know somebody involved with the world's oldest tortoise.
Please.
193. Is he dead?
Is he still kicking it? Oh.
This makes me happy.
Mix 100.
What? Yeah, get to it.
I'm so
What's the matter with you
right
over
now.
There? You're like talking to the air.
I have been like going down a rabbit hole about Jonathan the tortoise. I'm so concerned about
the turtle.
I'm so concerned about the turtle.
If you're not up to speed, this 190-something-year-old turtle possibly died over the weekend. Nobody knows.
Well, and there's conflicting reports. I mean, MSN has two stories back to back that say it was a hoax and also that he passed away. And the one that I'm reading that says he passed away was from 6 hours ago.
Okay.
But then in the little cliff notes here, it says updated 4 days ago. So I don't know.
Nobody knows.
I don't know what's
Nobody
happening.
Knows.
And I'm so sad about a tortoise that I don't even know if he's okay or not right now.
I went and looked for a live feed, too.
Yeah.
I don't see a live feed because we could pop in. Although it could be stock footage that they're just rerunning. I saw some video that they posted like a day ago, but it looks very AI.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Nobody knows. Right now on the who gives an F meter.
I know. You are so... You don't care.
On a scale from
much.
1 to 10.
I really do care, though. Like, this has got me
kind
of tail spinning a little bit, but
I love the passion over there, though.
T's and P's for Jonathan the tortoise.
Since we talked about it in PMA, Katie's been on the case over there. She's dying
to
know.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Here's a big story floating around. The Super Mario Galaxy movie topped the domestic box office with $130 million.
Yay! Oh, that's a perfect... Thing too.
And that was just its opening weekend. They said 190 million across 5 days. Hey!
Yay!
It was a big debut. Yay!
Hooray!
It's a really good. Ooh. From what I hear.
Did
it's
you add
me.
To that? Oh, yeah, you didn't go see it the weekend opening weekend?
Globally, $372 million.
Yay! Wow.
Hey! No, I haven't seen it yet. Maybe I will.
People
we'll
love Mario.
People love
yes.
Mario.
Iconic.
Luigi 2.
It's so good.
Yay.
Okay, so there is this wax figure of Taylor Swift in Ireland, and it is getting around-the-clock security to make sure fans don't rub her breastises.
Really?
Her breastises, her mammaries. They say they want to prevent people from doing a, quote, Molly Malone on her. Now, that is the Molly Malone statue in Ireland. It's a local legend there that you got to rub her
knockers,
boobilicious chest
mm-hmm.
for good luck. And if you see the pictures of this statue, it's a full bronze statue, and she's stacked, okay?
Okay.
And people have rubbed her mammaries so much that it has changed color.
Oh, really?
That's how popular. And they say, we can't have that with Taylor Swift.
Her tan line is showing,
yeah.
if you will.
Yes, yeah. Because it's like the statue is aged to a dark bronze, except her chesticles.
Yeah.
And they're like shiny. Hey, doing it for good luck, honey.
I needed lots of luck that
Dude,
time.
Perverts. An executive to the Wax Museum says, we're thrilled with the reaction to our Taylor Swift, but no one is going to rub our Taylor.
Well, good.
No one's going to rub our Taylor. Oh, what else is going on? Garth Brooks refuses still to be on Spotify and Apple Music.
That's a smart move.
Is it? So
Not
he wants
all.
People to buy physical media instead, but this story here is saying it is hurting his legacy. For reference, Spotify has 110 million monthly users. 90% of those people are between 18 and 34 years old. So what's happening now is younger generations are not becoming familiar with Garth Brooks' music at all, especially if they're only getting their music from Spotify and Apple Music, which is two biggies, two juggernauts in the world of music right now. So, yeah, I feel like it is going to hurt him because it's eventually going to come to the point where, like,
no one knows
who's going to buy a record or a CD of Garth Brooks.
But here's the thing is this is how he's done his stuff the entire time. If you remember all of his tours, he markets them himself. He's a marketing major from Oklahoma State University. The man knows how to market his music. And even if it's taken a little bit of a nosedive now, I think he knows what he's doing in the long run because
Maybe.
He's always done this. He's always said, my music is mine and I will, you know, put it out there the way that I want to. So I don't
but
know.
I think,
Garth is smart.
To a point, too, where you're getting up there. You're not releasing new stuff. You want your legacy and your old stuff to survive. So you should ask Baby Nana today how much she knows about Garth Brooks.
Well, Baby Nana is not the biggest country fan, but
still within that age range, though.
I bet you that he still has his older fans buying that physical music.
My
buying
mom.
Exactly. There's so many fans out there who still love that medium when it comes to listening
so
and
once
enjoying.
Once they die off, though, then it's going to come a point where the youngers have no idea who he is. And
maybe then he'll join Spotify.
Maybe. Well, then he'll be dead.
Exactly. Won't matter to him anymore.
Yeah.
Then
poor
it's
Garth.
Trish's
It is like
problem.
My mom, though, who's upset that when my dad bought his truck that there was no CD player in there.
Yeah,
how am I going to listen to my media?
I don't know. I think that there's always something in it for Garth, so I think he's a smart guy.
Let me give you one final thing, because I saw the video of this today. Chick-fil-A reportedly fired an entire shift of 8 workers. It doesn't say where this was in this story, though, but I watched the video. They posted a TikTok video of them doing a choreographed dance. Now, they might have gotten away with it. It was kind of cute and silly, but it mainly involved suggestive bouncing, much like the statue in Ireland. Song was just all about them jiggling their stuff, and the song loaded with profanity.
Oh, yeah, they don't
loaded.
Play.
Loaded.
Chick-fil-A don't
play.
Allow that.
And they were shot in the stores in uniforms. Although the employees are claiming it was done after they closed, but still, it's like Chick-fil-A splattered everywhere.
Yeah, the brand itself, like...
Yeah, so that is one of these stories that's popping this morning to talk to your kids about the consequences of posting something online, especially at your place of business.
Yeah.
We can't do that here.
No, there's no way.
Uh-uh. I ain't gonna be doing no twerking videos here.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah, that's
actually,
different.
That I think about
that
it.
Might get some views.
Yeah.
We're not going to post that one then?
I'm not going to do it in a mixed t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Not around the logos.
Yeah. Do we have sports?
We do, and one of the most bizarre videos you'll see this weekend. Dirk Van, I can't pronounce his last name, is a darts player. We are going to the wonderful world of professional darts. Well, he was down in the German Grand Prix, and he needed to hit 2 18s in a row, Katie, and he didn't. And he threw up his leg in disdain after missing 2 darts, much to the surprise of the commentators there.
It's not playing.
Oh.
Is it? That was a really well done setup, though.
I'm sad.
Hold on.
Man. I almost got on there.
Mike
McCoy. Was like Inspector Gadget. This leg appeared out of nowhere.
Go, Gadget legs. Well, I didn't know he was a ballet dancer.
So, in the camera shot that just happened, his leg all of a sudden just shoots up like a ballet dancer. Like, he grabs his leg and pulls it. And then, mind you, this is a darts player. And he showed off his flexibility after missing the throw. But all of a sudden, the commentators go, what's going on there? Because his leg just shoots up.
It wasn't
up.
A prosthetic leg. It was just him being flexible.
It's him being flexible.
No, he does his stretches.
I thought he threw his leg at the dartboard.
No. Like, he grabs his leg by, like, the hamstring. And throws it up. Okay,
bullseye with a leg. Okay, that's a story.
He is insane.
Stupid 18. That's what I thought, but anyway.
Stupid 18.
You know what is even crazier? A woman turning 109, and we can, hats off to a local Aurora woman, and Irma Palmer never thought she'd get that far either.
It's got up there so high, 100 and what, Deborah?
9.
109. I thought I was too darn honored to ever get that old.
I like her a lot.
She didn't even know how old she was.
How old am I, Deborah?
I love it.
100 and what, Deborah?
9.
She turned 109 back in February, but they made a really big deal about it because obviously she's the oldest living woman around us. Not the oldest living person in the world, though. That title goes to Ethel Caterham.
Ethel.
She is 116. Again, Irma is so old, she doesn't even remember how old she is. She's a, how old am I, Deborah?
That's
so funny.
101.
Yeah, she didn't even know.
I like her.
I know.
I like her a lot.
I do too. She's so fun. They had a band come out and play for her and everything. Aww. And she was just so excited. She had her little ear pods in and stuff.
What's her name again? Irma?
Irma Palmer.
You know she's old. No one's had bad. No one's had the name of Irma in the last century.
She was born during Woodrow Wilson's presidency. So, yeah. She's been around. Forever. You know what, though? She was not born in the state of Colorado, and that's not very uncommon for Colorado residents. I just saw this story. It was pretty interesting. Under 41% of Colorado residents were born in the state. So well, yeah. 6 million
a lot
folks
of transplants.
Live here.
Yeah, well, the melting million, pot state for a reason. Yeah.
Yeah, and so 6 million folks live here. Only 2.4 million are born in Colorado. Most of the transplants from California, then followed by Texas, New York, and Illinois. But I just thought that was interesting because I mean I wasn't born
plates.
Here either, no. But I've lived in Colorado longer than I lived in North Dakota. So I always tell people I'm like I'm essentially a local, right? Come on,
yeah, you're
essentially
you're
a local, like. Exactly. Yeah. Irma gets it. Irma gets it. And then the 88 Drive-In Theater reopened on Friday to kick off another summer season. So this is the Adams County Theater, Drive-In Theater. It's its 50th summer season. And they've got the double billing right now of the Super Mario Galaxy movie up there, as well as Reminders of Him. And they are open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But drive-in theaters are the best. When I was growing up, we had one in the small town I'm from, and I just thought that everybody had a drive-in theater. So, you know, when I moved to Colorado and that's about the time they all started closing down, I was like, oh, but we need drive-in theaters. Like, they're the best.
They are the best. Yeah, you can sneak all that food in and make out in the back seat.
Well, and I love how you can tune in the movie on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes it, I don't know what that is about the drive-in movie theaters. But
I remember old school where you had to hang the little speaker on the glass.
On the glass,
yeah.
Yes.
The window.
And you know what? The drive-in theaters have some of the best food if they do it right. Like, that's just
there's still
movies.
The one in Fort Collins. We'd go there all the time. My friends and I when I was up there at CSU, so I'm glad they're bringing this one back.
Exactly. So
that's what that drive-in said.
Yeah.
I'm 88.
Irma, you are the best. And again, Adams County Drive-In Theater. It's called the 88 Drive-In. Open now for business. So all summer long, get your drive-in on. Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
is that all you got?
Mind.
There you go, guys. We're going to be playing Fast Five right around 7:30 today with JKJ.
Mix 100.
Well, look at us landing right at 7:30 for Fast Five. It's our fun Think Quick game. We do it every day of the ding-dang week. Right at 7:30. Here is Melanie. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you?
I'm good, ready for a nice spring day.
Yes.
Yeah, it is pretty. I put my patio furniture out, and I mowed this weekend for the first time. It felt real
fantastic.
Good. Fantastic. Felt real good. I love the note on my screen about you. It just says, Melanie literally did nothing.
Yep. This weekend was like the first weekend in months that I've had like nothing going on, so I just stayed in bed, ordered DoorDash, and live my best life.
Oh my Soak
gosh.
It up.
That sounds amazing.
That's Katie Monday through Friday.
You know what? It's bliss, isn't it?
It's
isn't
nice.
It, Melanie? You loved it.
I did love it, but now I'm like, okay, back to reality.
Yeah. Now be a productive member of society.
Back at it.
All right, so let's do some Fast Five with you. I will accept, like, movies, TV. Well, Melanie, are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth, first of all?
Really I am on a speakerphone.
Yeah, it is so hard to hear you, and we're getting a lot of feedback.
Okay, how's this?
That's 100 times better. Thank you. All right, so you can do books, movies, TV, anything in pop culture, but it has to have the word rainbow in it. Go.
Reading Rainbow.
Yes.
Rainbow Connection song. Rainbow Bright.
Sure.
Rainbow.
Oh!
That was good, man. You were on the right track.
You were puzzling it out for sure. And there's a handful of some more that are very well known. So I'm going to hold on to that one. But you got three.
Well, that was my first time doing this. So thank you, guys.
Oh, no way. Well, welcome and thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. You have a great day.
All right. Bye, Melanie.
Bye. Got kind of weird there at the end,
didn't
it?
All right. Okay. Awkward goodbye, but all good.
Now what do we do? Christina.
Hi.
Hey, you. You did yard work, too, it sounds like.
I did. We cleaned up the backyard, and we're ready for some gardening.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are you going to plant?
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we enjoy it.
Cabbage?
Yeah.
Listen, cabbage has its place.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so an actual garden. It's not just like flowers and plants. You're
watermelon?
Actually growing food.
You planted watermelon?
Yes.
Love that.
I have planted watermelon, not this year, but maybe some strawberries.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, you got to get the little
the birds
net
love them.
Around it. Yeah, you got to protect those strawberries.
How about some potweed?
No.
No.
No. No potweed.
Doesn't grow well with the strawberries, Doug.
Yeah, well, you get strawberry-flavored potweed. You can sell it to your neighbors. Make a couple bucks, Christina.
I love that, though, with the gardening, though. If it grows together, it goes together. I learned that
That's
recently.
Right.
I love it. Okay.
You anyway, need to put that on, like, a gardening apron immediately.
I do.
All right. 10 seconds, girlfriend. 10 seconds. I need 5 famous pilots. Go.
Amelia Earhart.
Yep.
Come on. Oh, my Lord.
Come on.
I got nothing. I have nothing.
The first two. Come on.
The Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers.
Orville and Wilbur. You would have gotten 2 right there.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord is right. Man. All right. Back to your garden, Christina. Thanks for playing.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye, Christina.
She's sweet. Again, a ton of famous pilots if you start thinking about it. Aaron. Aaron.
Hello.
Hi, Aaron.
What are you doing, Aaron?
Hi. Sorry, I was taking you off speaker so it would sound good.
Oh,
thank you for doing that.
That.
You're
love
a good
that.
Human.
You're welcome.
Love that for you. Love that for you. What'd you do this weekend?
Just went to an Easter brunch.
What was the best food?
Oh, my gosh. So much good food. But there was like a French toast bake that was like amazing.
Yes and yes. Yum.
That was so good.
That's the only way to have French toast. I had a French toast casserole once, and I was like, why have I been making it the other way my whole life? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
In a pan is the best.
Exactly. Yum. And faster.
And faster. You're right.
Sounds good. Sounds real good. You didn't ruin it with, like, putting Mrs. Butterworth's on it or something, did you?
Oh, it didn't even need anything
good.
On it. That's how good it was.
Good.
And I would never do that.
Yeah, you don't want to ruin it with cheap syrup.
Yeah.
No,
right.
No, no. That's
no,
the rule.
Okay, your letter is O, like O'Reilly.
Auto parts, sorry. Yeah,
thank you for finishing it. Your letter is O. In 10 seconds, give me 5 different drinks that start with the letter O. Go.
Orange juice, Ovaltine, Orange Julius,
yep.
Orange Soda, Orange Crush, Orange Fanta.
Orange Crush, Orange Fanta, 2 different drinks, in my opinion,
Orange
right?
Julius.
Would you Orange like to hear juice. The Winnie Win sound?
Yes!
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, I think you got it.
Yay.
Yeah,
oh
I'm trying to think of any more. Like, there was oat milk. There's an old fashioned. You could have an old fashioned.
Ooh, yuck. I don't like whiskey.
Oh, well, we can't be friends anymore, yuck, Aaron. It was going so well.
Sorry. I'll take an Orange Julius instead of an old fashioned.
We can be friends, Aaron, so it's all good.
That's a weird happy hour right there. Aaron, you just won 1 heck of a prize.
Woo-hoo!
And, go have some fun at the theater, courtesy of JKJ. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is in the next room, and he's going to give you all the details on that prize, all right?
Okay, cool. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks,
you have
Aaron.
A great day. That's how it's done, everybody. That's a little taste of Fast 5 and good news. We're going to play again tomorrow morning, 7:30, with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix.
Mix 100.
Well, I would imagine that a lot of people are working their way, digesting all that ham and deviled eggs this morning.
Oh, gross.
Working it out, you know.
I
noticed a few of our employees have arrived in the men's room. I probably wouldn't go into for 2 or 3 days.
You know what? Now that you mention it,
a couple fellas from the sports station were in there, and
the smell of sulfur is strong in the building today, isn't it?
A lot of deviled eggs this weekend. Is my
guess. You make a good point.
Throw that out there.
God. Yeah.
Pork and eggs. Have fun at the bring
worst.
Some first breeze to the office today.
Yeah.
Throw that out there.
Maybe a change of pants.
just
to be careful. Just to be safe.
In case you got a little leakage going on.
You never
good
know.
Luck, everybody.
If
good
your deviled eggs were deep fried.
Happy Easter. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100. Sorry, I started like that. I didn't mean to. Katie was going off about some song off the air, and I was like, well, hold up, because I don't want to hear any more about it. You can tell me on the air.
Yeah.
Because she's like, do your kids listen to this, or have they been singing it? So
yeah.
Go from there.
Well,
what is it?
Because it's funny. My bestie's kids are 12 and 10 now, about to turn those next digits, right? So they're right in the age of all the crazy, you know, middle-aged boy things are funny to them. And so that's where I get up to speed on the trends on TikTok and whatnot. When I go visit them, I was over at their house for Easter brunch, and they just started singing this song. And not only did they start singing it, but the moment they did, their mom looked annoyed as all get out, right? Like, oh, this
as
song.
As parents
again.
Do.
Yeah, because it's obviously the 1,000th time that she heard it, but it was my first.
Is it something from like K-pop?
I thought it was. It's just TikTok. It's just a song that they heard on TikTok that has gained popularity in like the last 3 months because it is so catchy. And it is about your grandma dying because she got hit by a bazooka. There's a whole song
How are the lyrics?
It's like their version of Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
I have never heard of this, first of all.
Yeah, it's like, rest in peace to my grandma. She got hit by a bazooka. I think about her every time I hit the hookah.
Well, let me get on my phone.
I know.
My
yeah.
grandma got shot by a bazooka. I yeah. think of her every time I hit the hookah.
The songs that come out, it's like MC Miami or something like that.
MC
who sings
Miami.
It? I can't. Like, what is
it's,
the name?
So it's a real song.
Yeah,
so
Miami over... XO. Miami XO. That's who sings it. I know. It's so funny.
I just put it into my phone.
Yeah.
The Google AI says, I'm sorry to hear about your grandmother. If you're struggling with a traumatic loss or find yourself using substances to cope with grief, there are professional resources available to help you navigate these feelings. And then it gives me grief support, crisis counseling, and health information.
Apparently, AI's got to talk to some teenagers to get up to speed, because it's an actual thing.
My grandma got shot by a bazooka.
Every
time I hit the hookah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Song on TikTok.
Yeah.
All right.
We have April texting in. I'm 30 and I sing that song.
Hold
yes.
on, let me pull it up.
It's not just teenagers.
Let me pull it up. I should have done this, but I did.
You should have.
It's all right. Okay, here it is. Is it clean?
No. To a point. I think once he says grandma's good, you got to kill it, because then it gets
right,
kind
me,
of foul.
Let me hold my finger on the dumb button. Here
all right, here we go.
Rest in peace, my granny. She got hit by a bazooka. Kaboom. Kablow. Kaboom. Rest in peace, my granny. She got hit by a bazooka. Yeah, I think about it every time I hit the hookah. Kaboom. Kaboom. I was in my room trying to teach my little sister. Then I heard a boom and it sounded like a missile. Who that is? What that was? Oh, that granny. Oh, she done.
All right, I'm going to stop.
She good.
There,
yeah, that's it. And we're good.
So
that's
hold
music.
Up. Did she
that's
get
catchy,
hit?
That's kind of catchy, right?
Did somebody shoot a bazooka at her, or
and
did she shoot
granny.
Herself with the bazooka?
That's hard to hit yourself with a bazooka, isn't it? Like,
well, I guess if you got like a, I don't know.
I mean, that's like taking a selfie from 10 feet out.
Rest in peace, my granny. She got hit by a bazooka. Yeah, I think about it every time I hit the hookah. Kaboom.
Yeah, see? So
why are they singing this?
I don't know. It's just the latest.
Is there a meaning
thing.
Attached to it?
I think it just like started out as something silly, but you have to admit, that is a catchy song. That's going to be in
I'm
my head.
I'm not mad at it.
The contents of it might be a little, especially for parents. Like, what did you say about your grandma? You know,
who's on the hookahs?
Exactly. And your kid,
you are,
your child
apparently.
Saying the word hookah might be a little alarming.
You don't
also.
Even know what a hookah is.
I know.
Or a bazooka.
Like, is grandma okay? Like, what is happening?
Why did she get hit by one? Like, what did she do?
No, poor grandma. Grandma's throwing hands somewhere. Like, I don't know. But...
Well, there's Katie keeping us tapped in, you guys. You're welcome.
Welcome.
You're tapped in this morning with JKJ.
Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. I don't know if you guys knew this about me, but I'm pretty darn tapped into everything sports related.
Of course you are.
Probably the biggest sports guy around town. A lot of times I wander over to Altitude 92.5 next door to the sports guys and fill them in on points and stats and all the big happenings. And they're like, thanks, Chair.
Yeah.
Our show would fail without you. You're
oh,
the best.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I hear it all the time. So I'm pleased to announce that the 20... what? You
trying
okay?
to get through all that with a straight face.
I was fine because it's completely legitimate. It's who I am. It's who I represent. Thank you very much, the sports community. You can follow me, Jer on Sports on X.
Pretty tough. Yeah. You should make that
that's
account.
So funny.
I don't know what's so funny, but anyway, the 2026 NFL draft is going to be taking place this month, you guys.
Yes.
April 23rd through the 25th. In Pittsburgh.
Who's got the first pick?
I'm so excited. I don't want to get into it. Listen, I would get into it, but we're not fully a sports station.
Oh, okay. You're
and
right.
I don't
want
to get into
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
Anyway. First round, though, begins at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I do know that.
Oh, yes. The words coming out of your mouth are hard. This is hard for me. I'm sorry. Continue.
I don't know what's so funny.
We'll behave.
Oh, my God.
Giggle box today.
You don't know how bad I wish I knew who the first was.
I know.
I wish I had looked that up, damn it. I should have had that ready. Son of a... Anyway, let's have a... I'm going to surprise you guys. Let's have a little mini draft on the show today.
Yes.
Just because I'm so tapped into the sports stuff. But I don't want to do ball players. You want to do like your... We can do three. Let's do a three rounds.
Okay.
Top cars, apps, food apps. But obviously, we talk about food so damn much.
Like, we really do. Me and I.
Dog breeds?
No.
Celebrities. Let's do something celebrity related because I feel like everybody is somewhat tapped into the world of celebrity.
Okay.
Celebrities you hate?
No. Celebrities we love. Let's
I like
do love.
Love. Yeah, let's go love.
Love.
Today.
Let's go love today.
Like, let's go best
love.
Let's do
yeah,
best
who's your
friend.
Best friend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
best my goodness.
We are the three best friends that ever did.
Yeah. Like,
all right, so let's do best friends. We'll do three rounds of the celebrity best friend draft. Yeah?
Okay.
Love it.
I like this a lot.
That's the draft sound.
No, it really does feel
with right. The first pick in the
first pick, first round here of the celebrity best friend.
Okay.
I love this.
Who wants to go?
I'll go.
Ladies
so we
first.
Just want to pick the celebrity we think would be the
well,
best
friend. We'll do three.
Friend.
We'll do three rounds.
So for me, but
think
I'm
about
just...
it too, because like put some thought into this. Maybe you know, not just okay. who you're going to want to sleep with.
No. Like who I would want to hang out with, who I think would make me laugh.
All right,
I
let me
think...
play the tone again because I'm tapped in.
Yes.
All right.
With the first pick.
First
of
pick,
the
Katie.
2026
from North Dakota.
JKJ draft. I want to pick the one and only Jennifer Lawrence.
That's a good pick.
Okay.
Why,
think
though?
Because she's funny. Because she seems like she knows a lot of stuff. She's not only tapped into, like, you know, things going on. Like, she probably knows all about NASA and what's going on with launching to the moon. She's also really tied into
yeah, when
into
I think about NASA, I'm like, Jennifer
no,
Lawrence.
But she's super smart. Like, that's the thing is she's a sleeper. You wouldn't know that about her because she doesn't go out and flex all the time about how smart she is. But she is. And she also does a lot of reality TV watching. Like, she is tapped into a lot
all
of reality right. TV stuff. And she just looks like a good time. Like anytime I see her out and about,
she looks
like
she smells
she's herself. She also probably smells really yeah. great. So number one pick for me would be Jennifer Lawrence, locked in.
Yeah, because when you want to know about NASA and the moon,
what?
Somebody
yes!
just texted in. Jennifer Lawrence was my first pick.
Hey. Oh, yay!
Look at that. 719.
All right, Josh, first round. Who
okay, I thought about this one. This is a hear me out, Elon Musk, and this is not because I think we'd be best friends or anything like that. But you know you're always going to be taken care of with this dude.
Oh,
like if I go to dinner with him, he can never ask
you,
me to
bro.
Flip the bill.
Yeah.
Flip the bill. I can't do that. I go, absolutely not, sir. You're the richest man in the world. You're about to be a trillionaire at some point. I think I'd like
He's
to hang
you.
With his crew. I'm
okay.
sorry.
And you can have a robot there.
Yes.
And you know what? All the politics and crap aside, probably a really interesting dude to talk to.
Absolutely.
Like, if you want to learn about space,
he
Katie,
probably knows about the moon.
It would
Elon
be Jennifer
Musk.
Lawrence and then Elon Musk.
See?
For sure.
Exactly.
Yes. And I think
tapped
he would
in.
Get me a new Tesla, and I kind of want to try the
you
side.
You guys are really good.
Yeah.
You got good picks.
That's
I picked Adam Sandler for my first round.
Oh, you're going to laugh so
yes,
hard.
That's good because he didn't talk to each other.
Oh, you would laugh.
Who's going to order the beef and brisket? Yes.
Okay, but would you do that voice
yes,
to him?
I would.
You would
be back and forth all night long. What are you going to order? I don't
okay.
know. What are you going to order?
You might just get one
hungry
night with
him. In my tom-tom.
Do you know why? Also, he's a great pick.
Why?
Because you can go shoot a random game of hoops. No problem.
Well,
yes.
He's a baller. He's a baller.
I would watch him.
He drops dimes all day.
Yeah, and I feel like I wouldn't have to get too dressed up, too fancy, because he just rocks the gym shorts.
He does. Absolutely. All the time.
But The Wedding Singer, top 8 of my favorite movies.
Absolutely.
So he could tell me all about Julia Gulia.
Julia Gulia.
All the behind the scenes information.
All right, they're pretty solid choices for a first round. You guys ready for second round?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
I love that sound.
All right, Katie, who's second round?
With my second round pick in the 2026 JKJ draft, I'm going with the one and only Mr. Romantic himself. Bruno Mars!
Good choice.
Because he will just sing his latest album to me on repeat.
Hey, Katie.
And I'll never have to, you know, start it on my phone again. I can't stop listening to The Romantic front to back. 9 songs over and over and over again. And I've already loved Bruno before he put that out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like he could entertain me. I could sit back and relax. I would never have to utter another word. I would just sit there and listen to the sweet stylings of Mr.
Katie.
Bruno Mars.
Katie, thank you for picking me in the second round.
Yes! I don't care how short he is. I would let him
short
climb
King
me
over
a tree.
There.
Katie, let me get on your back. You can give me a piggyback ride.
Oh, I love him. I will give him all the piggyback rides.
Okay.
I will take him wherever he needs
faster,
to go.
Faster, Katie. Faster, Katie.
You can do this all day, Bruno.
I love it. I'm going to write a song about piggyback rides.
And he would risk it all just for me. So.
All right. Solid second round. Josh, who are you going in the second round?
All right. Second round, I'm going with the number 2 overall pick, Will Smith. And I know I know he went famous for the slap. But the dude, I grew up on Fresh Prince. He is one of the funniest. Dudes out there. Him and Hitch? Will Smith
choice.
And Hitch?
This is the worst choice
no,
ever.
No, I like the
he
choice.
He is amazing.
No.
Dude, Will Smith hangs with a cool crew.
Yeah.
He'd be slapping you all night.
No, he wouldn't.
You piss him off and he'd slap
you.
No,
as long as he keeps Jada's name out his mouth,
I'm good. Dude, before that, Will Smith was one of the most beloved actors of all time.
Absolutely. I love
absolutely.
The pick.
He is so
me
funny.
With it, though.
I love me some Will Smith.
That's
I grew up on
Fred.
Oh, Will, stop it! No,
Will, no,
stop it!
Ow!
You know
Will.
You got a built-in bodyguard.
You do.
That's it. Like that's a solid pick, Josh.
I like him.
I like it.
I like
you
him.
Order first, Will.
Yeah.
No,
damn straight.
See, entertaining.
Will, no, get off me!
That's
ow!
Fun.
Will, oh, ow! Elon, help!
See?
Yeah. Oh, no!
It's a, yeah. Josh, bring Will Smith to the studio.
No!
That's
the
good.
Hits keep coming.
All right. I got a third round, but I want to think about if I want to say it or not. So I'm going to take a break.
Okay.
You guys come up with your third round.
Wait, who was your second
round?
Yeah,
who's your second?
Oh, you're right. I didn't do my second round.
You didn't do your second round.
Will!
I forgot to do
it.
That's why I brought
this one's going to surprise you guys. Peyton Manning.
Oh.
I'm bringing Peyton Manning in for
the
my second
sheriff?
Round pick. The sheriff
what?
Is coming to town.
That's a great pick.
I know. One, because I probably could learn a little sports ball information from him. That'd be fine. We could talk a little shop, you know. No big deal. But I think he would just be entertaining, fun, kind of goofy. And I told you guys, I saw him once at the radio station, and he turned around and he winked at me as he was getting hand sanitizer. And I feel like we
something.
Had a connection.
Yeah,
because you're like, also like that hand sanitizer.
We had a connection. And so I feel like, Peyton Manning
pick.
And Adam Sandler could totally get along, too.
Well,
I feel like at the
everybody
table.
Knows Peyton Manning, so Adam Sandler would absolutely be buddies with
him.
Yeah, football guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
You'll draw a touch and grab your pigskins.
Your picks are going to get along great.
They
That's
are.
I forgot to.
And he's local. He wouldn't have to travel too far. He's here in town.
Not Cherry Hills
I forgot
Village.
To think about that when I'm picking. Are my picks going to get along?
Okay, so we'll think about third. Okay. Third pick. Raiders choose first, right?
Oh, look at you.
Thanks,
nice.
Google. We are picking our 3 celebrity best friends. We already had first round, second round. Katie picked Jennifer Lawrence and Bruno Mars. Josh went with Elon and Will Smith. I went with Adam Sandler and Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Who is going to be your third best friend in the celebrity friendship draft?
This. This one was a little harder for me just because I wanted to go the sports route. I mean, I'm so sports-minded,
Jamal,
and I wanted to pick
Jamal
or Nikola or even Michael Jordan. I really wanted to throw one of them in there, but then I remembered I was just talking about the best-looking man on the planet earlier today. So I want to pick Riley Green.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do
Riley
that.
Riley Green, because there's not a better-looking man out there right now.
I just don't think this guy.
Because
he's so perfect.
Oh, he's so perfect.
He is the most perfect man on the planet.
He is. Oh, like, my voice cracked.
Annoyingly so.
Katie and I were going off about Riley Green this morning.
Man, is he a good-looking dude.
Like, and I was looking. I'm just... You can't get any better.
And you know what? I know we're picking best friends right now, but I'm hoping
lovers.
My awesome personality wins them over. Eventually,
like, can
it
you
turns into something.
Handsome, strong jawline, tall,
jacked.
Muscular.
Yeah.
He's tall,
sings.
Dark, and handsome, but he has blue eyes.
Blue eyes!
And we've talked about that with the dark features, but the blue eyes, it just is so, like...
Riley
Piercy.
Green won the jackpot,
yeah,
I think,
he did.
As far as dude looks.
He did. And by all accounts, I've heard that he is such a nice guy.
Really?
Like, I've heard
of
he
course
is
he
such
is.
A nice
37
guy.
37, too, Katie, so y'all are in the same ballpark right there.
Oh, my gosh, he's in my age
he
range.
He adopts animals. He volunteers at orphanages.
Yes.
Oh, his first name is Jonathan.
He reads to the blind.
Now I love him even more. Jonathan Riley Green.
Yes.
I'd swipe right on you all day.
Katie Riley Green.
I like that.
That is
like
that. Katie Green.
Like that.
Katie Green. All right, that's pretty good.
That's
great. That's a good looking dude. And a solid mustache, too, when he's got his mustache.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, who's going in your third round?
Katie, it's so funny that you said you want a man to kind of maybe move into lovers, because I also went with my heart as well. Margot Robbie was one of the first loves I have ever seen on screen.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably know the movie I'm talking about, but she just looked so fantastic in that movie. And she was also in a movie a long time ago with Will Smith, so I think those two would get together.
Hey, remember when?
They would get together and be friends.
They would.
But I hope I would win her over because I love Margot Robbie. Her accent.
I know.
The Australian accent.
Her and Barbie won me over.
She was great.
She was so good.
One of my favorite movies ever.
She played the perfect Barbie.
She did.
Like, it doesn't get better than Margot Robbie.
I want to be her Ken so bad.
Yeah.
Well, I can see which direction we all went this round for the third round.
What did you do?
The NFL friendship draft. Or the, no, JKJ friendship draft.
Who's your best?
I mean, come on. You know who I picked.
I know who you picked.
You know who I picked.
Yes. Actually, three best friends is who you picked for your last one.
I picked one of my personal favorites. I really
did. Yeah.
John Hickenlooper.
No.
Hey.
No.
That's interesting.
No.
Sydney freaking Sweeney.
Swoon Sweeney.
Now, I mostly picked her because she did that whole American Eagle campaign.
Oh, of course.
Last year, and I worked at American Eagle for about 2 weeks. Way back in the day. So I feel like we'd have a lot in common to talk about.
Uh-huh.
We would
talk all about American Eagle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You made two great points there, Jer.
You really did.
Yeah.
You know?
Sydney Sweeney.
You would never want for conversation with Sydney Sweeney. Just talk all day. Just talk and talk
chat
and talk and talk.
You just stare.
Yes.
All right.
That's a good choice right
there. Pretty good choice. So yeah. Sandler, Peyton Manning, and Sydney Sweeney. Katie had Jennifer Lawrence, Bruno Mars, and Riley Green. Come on, Riley Green. You know he's leaving with Sydney Sweeney.
No, he's not.
Josh,
it's Katie Green. Katie Green.
Elon, Will Smith, and Margot Robbie. Not too bad.
I like him.
The 2026 draft.
Here it's a good little party.
AJ. Next week, we'll do appetizers, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, good. Well, a lot of people went out to the movies this weekend, and Super Mario Galaxy topped the domestic box office, $130 million during opening weekend. They say $190 million across 5 days. Oh, and $372 million globally. It's a lot of money!
Yeah, it is.
Yoshi's in it.
Yoshi's in this one?
Yeah. I saw a little clip. Yoshi's in it.
Yoshi.
I want to take my daughter to go see this for her birthday, but I don't want to spend $150 to go see one movie.
Yeah. That's the thing about movies lately.
A lot of coin.
Yeah. So when do you think it'll be on streaming?
I know, exactly.
That's the thing. It's like within 2-3 months, you know?
And then that's like they'll charge you to watch it at home for the first few, but even that's way cheaper.
$20?
Exactly. Exactly.
Something like that. So.
Winning.
So yeah, that's good. That's fun. All right. What else is going on? A wax figure of Taylor Swift in Ireland is getting around-the-clock security to make sure fans don't rub her breastises.
Are they wanting to do that in Ireland? Is that a thing?
There's this statue in Ireland that there's like a local legend when you rub her mammaries that you have
such
good
a
luck.
Funny word for them.
I don't know.
I don't know why.
We got kids listening.
Yeah, I get it, but
mammaries.
That's a weird.
Now you're gonna have the
what
kids
do you
asking
want me to call
I don't
her.
No, it's just
breasts.
Not. Thank you.
Because kids are gonna know what breasts are. They're not gonna know what mammaries
no,
are.
Like
that's the point.
Yeah, but then you got the kids asking, Mom.
Now you just ruined it for all the parents, Josh.
I'm with you. Like,
Katie's the
that
one that's talking
about.
Now kids are going to be like, why are they rubbing the breasts of the statue? Whereas they'd be like, mammaries. I don't know what that is.
Because it's good luck.
Anyway, it's a bronze statue in town. It's like become a really dark color from being outside.
Uh-huh.
But the mammaries are like bright gold because people rub them for good luck. So they say they don't want the people doing this to the Taylor Swift wax figure there. The executive for the business that has the wax figure says, "We are thrilled with the reaction to our Taylor Swift, but no one is going to rub our Taylor."
Awesome. Yeah. They should put up a sign.
Please don't rub Taylor's memories.
That'll help. I know it will. Somebody put up a sign.
What do you call them?
You can't say.
There's many different terms, but I've never heard the mammaries one. That's kind of got me. Huh.
All right, we're going to move on. Get a Guinness World Record.
Okay.
There's a pet dove from Missouri.
Pet doves?
Has earned the recognition as the world's oldest living dove in captivity. 44 years old and 72 days.
Oh.
That's a good life.
The only reason I told you this story is because I could go.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to get to the point.
You seem bored today with me.
I'm not bored.
Yeah,
I'm just,
I feel like a little boredom
just
coming.
Waiting for you to bring it. I'm just waiting. Is the dove's name Turtle? I was hoping
Turtle
that they,
Dove.
If I ever had a dove, I'd just name it Turtle. I would. Turtle.
Yeah, you're bringing the comedy. All right.
Well, at least someone is. Oh, burn. Sick burn.
I feel like you've been bored with me since like 8 o'clock today.
No, I haven't.
I can't do anything right in here today.
What? Yes, you can. Don't have that
I get awkward looks. And...
No, what do you mean? This is fun for me.
I think that's just Katie's stare.
No, there's been an attitude today.
Oh, no. Wow.
This story is out this morning, and I can so relate because I have these people in my friend group. 4 in 10 adults name drop the countries they visited. You have people like that in your life, like, oh, we just got back from Italy.
Well, when they go, when they come back, like, the first couple weeks, that's what you do, right?
No,
like,
but they'll just do it in casual conversation.
Like, really?
Oh, we were over in Iceland. I tell you what, they had the best. Da-da-da-da-da-da. They're always country dropping.
I don't like when they do that with food. Like, you have pizza, and they're like, well, the food we had in Italy, the pizza, you know, 3 years ago. I'm like, dude, this is Domino's.
I know,
like,
3 years ago it's a little
stop.
Different.
I don't care.
That's a jerk move.
It's pretentious.
Well, see, I've only been to Canada, so there's only so much bread.
So when I was
this
in
poutine.
Canada.
This one time when I went to the Peace Gardens, hey?
Like, they have the best
that's
gravy.
That's my brag. The botanical gardens were lit. Like, that's my brag.
Were lit. So. Not like the ones in North Dakota. All right, I want to play the audio of this old lady from Aurora.
Yeah!
What you got?
Okay, well, a local woman turned 109 years old recently, and even Miss Irma Palmer never thought that she'd get this far.
It's got up there so high, 100 and what, Deborah?
9.
109. I thought I was too darn honored to ever get that old.
Ever get that old, Deborah.
She is Deborah. Just... bonky.
109. I thought I was too darn ornery to ever get that old.
Too darn ornery. Oh, she's so funny. So her and her husband are from Alabama, but he was in the service. And so they ended up moving here in 1950, and they had five children. And Irma's been hanging out in Aurora ever since. But she's not the oldest person in the world. That title goes to one Miss Ethel Carterman, Carterham, rather. She's 116. But 109 is nothing to just, you know, turn your eyes at. So when they asked Irma, what is your secret to living so long?
Well, the first thing was drinking white lightning, moonshine. And the second thing was chasing good-looking men.
I love Irma so much. This is how you stay alive. This is how you keep it going. You drink moonshine and chase good-looking men. Oh, Irma.
Hey, it works for Josh. Josh, yeah,
you know what?
I'm going to live to 140.
Irma, you know everything. I love that story. I know. How do you not? How do you not love Irma? But, if you're ever wondering what the secret is to keep it kicking, chasing men. It worked for you, Irma. It sure did. Okay. We done?
Yeah. I'm good with it. Are you good with it?
I am good with it. Okay, so one more. let's go to this one, the 88 Drive-In Theater, right? Because they kicked off their other summer season. I love drive-in theaters. I think that if you have never seen a movie that way, like, you need to, right?
To. Yeah.
You absolutely have to. And the Adams County Drive-In Theater, their 50th summer season is going to begin. They've got the Super Mario Galaxy movie along with Reminders of Him. So they've got some good flicks for you to see up there. But my experience is drive-in theaters have the best food. You get to create they do.
You get to create babies.
Oh, my gosh. I went.
You're not creating memories.
Over on the Western Slope, there's the True View Drive-In in Delta, Colorado. And they've been doing it for so many years. And they have the best burgers and fries because they're old school. So they have the cutter back there where they have just potatoes that somebody brings in from the farm there in Delta along with the Olathe sweet corn. But they take the potatoes and they cut the fries right there in front of you. And they they've got the cows out back to where they get the burgers and everything.
Just
I'm not
drag
kidding.
One in and
I know. No,
start grinding
so
it up right in front
funny.
Of you.
We're talking farm to table. But it was
go
so
out back
good.
And grab Bessie.
And
we're running low on burgers.
Some of my most favorite memories over there on the Western Slope were at the True View Drive-In. So when we talk about drive-in movie theaters, they really hold a special place in my heart. Why are you laughing
some
at me?
Some of the
me?
Best memories when they were out back. Slaughtering
and it's
the cows.
Food related.
They had the cows and they were slaughtering them right in front of you. It was
you know
amazing.
It's fresh. You know it's fresh, Jeremy. Chasing good-looking men.
Okay.
Eating burgers at the drive-in.
All right, we're done
it's
here.
A secret to good living.
Good-looking cows.
There's your Mile High hype.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
That is the name of the game. Can you take Katie down? And our contestant today is Jesse. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm just driving home from my boyfriend's house and randomly called in. This is so exciting. I've never been on the radio before, so.
Well, here you are. You made it through. So now do you work or what do you do?
I do. I work for the state of Colorado. I work remote, though. So, nice. So just headed to my home office.
Sounds to me like you were working from your lover's house.
I would. Before, you know.
Busy bee, busy bee. All right, Jesse, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a big old diva. Anything you'd like to say to Jesse, Katie?
Okay, just good luck. I mean, you're still on the clock with us, so hopefully you can get her done, Jesse.
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Jesse, tell Katie to leave the studio.
Katie, leave the studio.
Okay, I'm getting out.
Get out of here. She goes into a little room. It's soundproof where she can't hear anything. I come up with the question so there's no cheating. And she's in there. We'll find out if you were right or wrong once we bring her back into the room, Jesse. Here we go. What is the name of the Miami Heat's mascot?
Oh, God. I'm gay.
That's the line of the day.
That is amazing.
That is perfect. Do you just want me to put down, oh, God, I'm gay?
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Okay. Oh, I'll even do it G-A-W-D. Oh, God, I'm gay. Okay. You might know this one, though. What company has a mascot named Poppin' Fresh?
Poppin' Fresh. Popcorn. I'm going to go with Orville Redenbacher. That's not right, but...
That's fantastic, too. Would you like me to also change that one to, oh, God, I'm gay?
Sure.
Okay, I'll put that down for you.
That's so good.
Doing really well.
Really good. Okay, you might know this one. What facial feature is Hello Kitty missing?
Eyebrows.
All right, here is your fourth question for the crush. What restaurant is known for their awesome blossom?
It's Outback Steakhouse.
And your fifth and final question. Area 51 is located in which U.S. state?
Nevada.
All right. We brought Katie back in the studios. Jesse, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
How do you feel like
still
you
gay.
Did? Still here, still gay. How do you feel? How do you feel like you did?
I not very well, but I'm hoping Katie does worse. So
okay.
We'll see.
Okay,
Katie, you were out of the room. We discovered Jesse is gay.
Did you?
So that was it. She looked at me like, "What is happening?
What just happened?"
Still here, still gay, still fabulous. All right, Katie Cat.
Okay.
Let's see how you do. What is the name of the Miami Heat mascot? No. Come on, you're a Sparks girl.
I am, but I don't know his name.
All right,
I see
just give
him
me
with
something.
His dumb red head. I don't know. I hate the Heat. That's what I'm going to put.
I hate the heat. No.
No. I really do. I don't
Jesse
like
said, oh, God, I'm gay. It's Bernie. You know, like.
Oh, Burn.
Burn.
Still hate
it's the Miami Heat. It's Bernie. All right, here's your second question. What company has a mascot named Poppin' Fresh?
Oh, that's the Doughboy, right? It's what company? Pillsbury. Yes.
Jesse said Orville Redenbacher, but then said, "Oh God, I'm gay."
You're bound to get it right at one point, Jesse. You keep throwing that out. It's going to be the right answer to something.
Third question. What facial feature is Hello Kitty missing?
It's her mouth, right? She doesn't have a mouth? Yes.
Jesse, who is gay,
yeah.
said eyebrows. Jesse, come on.
I didn't think she had eyebrows
I don't
either.
Think she has eyebrows
I don't think
either.
She does.
She
well,
doesn't
it's the
have
mouth.
Eyebrows.
I'm looking
but
for
she
mouth.
Doesn't have okay. Eyebrows or mouth. You might have to.
Well, now I don't know what to do.
I do. Now you.
I think it's a point for me.
You want a pity point?
Jesse might get a point
a pity
on that.
Point.
I guess I should have put in what major facial feature.
Yeah, because he's not wrong.
Yeah, she doesn't have eyebrows.
There's no eyebrows.
All right, I'll give it to you, Jesse. Here, let me play you the...
Which they really should have thought through, because they frame your face, you know, like...
I think she's doing just fine.
Okay.
What restaurant is known for their awesome blossom?
Oh, the Outback, right? What?
No, Jesse also said Outback. It's actually...
That's where you get the awesome blossom.
Chili's.
Nope.
Chili's is
wrong.
The awesome... No, Chili's is the awesome blossom.
Google
Outback
it.
Is the bloomin' onion.
Oh! You got me with the bloomin' onion.
Yeah.
Crikey!
Dang it!
Fifth and final question. Area 51 is located in which state?
Nevada.
Jesse also said Nevada. Doing the math here, it looks like Katie, you got 3. Jesse, even with the pity point, you got 2.
Oh.
So you've officially been crushed by Katie.
Aww.
Aww.
I like Jesse.
Man.
Poor Jesse. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
You won.
I want Jesse to win, though.
No, you won.
Okay, fine.
You, if you, Jesse, do you want to go see that movie we were pimping?
Yeah, absolutely.
See?
All right, give him the prize.
Yes. Oh, yay! What? Yes.
This game is turning into just, let's just give him the prize anyway.
Yes, because that's fun. It's right. Always going to be a fun guaranteed time.
Listen, I will say, Jesse, you cracked me up. You're a good dude. So we're going to give you the prize anyway. You're a fun guy. So I'm going to put you on hold. And our boy Josh is going to come back and tell you all about it. So don't go anywhere, okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. Bye. Oh, he was a blast.